Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Grab Yourself a Cuppa. Today we're going to talk about doing nothing, bucket lists, and I have a few films that I thought I might review for you. They may not be very good reviews, but you know. But the doing nothing comes first, and this brings me on to the sad news about the amount of Ashdown Forest that caught fire over the weekend. This is a bucket list item that I had, to go to Ashdown Forest to go and see Poo Sticks Bridge, to go and play Poo. For those of you that don't know, Ashdown Forest was the inspiration for A.A. Milne, for Winnie the Pooh, Piglet, Tigger and company, as the Hundred Acre Wood. So effectively the fire has actually made them homeless. But apart from that, you know, you sort of feel sorry for the fictional characters, but what about the real wildlife? I think it was something like 36 hectares have gone, which is works out at around 84 acres. And I think that is 84 acres. That's a large amount of woodland or forest land to go up in smoke, which is effectively what it's done. And obviously we've got no clue of how long it's going to take to recover. Anyway, going back to doing nothing. As Christopher Robin once said to Pooh, "What I like doing best is nothing." "How do you do nothing?" asked Pooh, after he had wandered for a long time. "Well, it's when people call out at you, just as you are going off to do it, 'What are you going to do, Christopher Robin?' And you say, 'Oh, nothing.' And then you go and do it. It means just going along listening to all the things you can't hear and not bothering." "Oh," said Pooh. A.A. Milne, Winnie the Pooh. Oh, you know, it's just the thing of what that really means. Obviously, I hope you've grabbed yourself a cuppa and hang on for this ride, because this is going to be quite fun. Obviously, sitting around doing nothing is some people's idea of hell. But it's important to know that it's actually a very good thing to do. You have no deadlines, no worries, and time for yourself. And for me personally, I don't believe anybody actually sits around and does absolutely nothing. I think it's a way of sort of saying, well, yeah, unless you're going to doze and sunbathe on a blanket or just lay on the grass with your eyes shut, doing nothing is not, could mean something as trivial as reading a book. Not that that's ever trivial to me, but reading a book, watching a film, playing with your children, playing with your animals, playing with your pets, doing craft, which I don't do anywhere near enough of as I would like to. And it's a question of just making time for yourself, and I think all of us are really, really bad at that. Easter weekend was an opportunity for us to do nothing together. The weather over Easter was just amazing, especially in the grand scheme of things in the UK. We not only had 4 days of glorious sunshine, but the temperatures roared up to 23, 24 and 25 degrees C. And so commenced the smell of freshly cut grass, barbecues and a lot of people sneezing, including me. Sounds of children enjoying their gardens. Our community Easter egg hunt in aid of Save the Children, which was organised by our residents' association, and apparently, by all accounts, all the kids had a very good time. Obviously, a lot of people may well have gone to church twice over the weekend, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, depending on your thoughts and beliefs and what have you. Some people wouldn't have bothered, others would just sit and enjoy the weather. You know, all sorts of things were going on. Obviously, we also have duties to our families, so you could have been visiting family, you could have been having family come visit you. We, on the Thursday, had to go shopping for ourselves because I suddenly had this revelation that nowhere would be open on Friday, because I forgot, and that obviously we needed to do the shopping for my mother-in-law and make sure that all the perishables and that were in the freezer. and out of the way and put away properly so that they didn't go off, etc., etc., until the next time we can go shopping for her, which is likely to be this week. And then in the evening, we ended up going out to dinner that had been pre-arranged a while before, but we had a very, very manic Thursday, so we were quite pleased about Good Friday being not quite so busy. Our friends had decided that they were going to do their gap year that they didn't manage to do before they had the children, so now all three children have left home. They bought themselves a camper van and have gone off on a very silly adventure for a year, and rented out their house for a year, and apparently we are able to follow them. We haven't found the website yet, but they have set up a website blog type thing, which it sounds like it could be quite interesting to watch, to see how they're getting on in their camper van and whether they actually end up fighting each other. So basically it sounds like they're going to chase the sun around for the year. So on Friday we decided that no matter what was going on, we were going to have a barbecue if the weather was nice. So Thursday, of course, we ran around the supermarket buying all the ingredients for all the different bits and pieces that we needed, and I think there's still little bits of it still lurking about now, 2 weeks later. I mean, that'll be things like herbs, garlic and oil and onions and things like that, and things that don't go off really quickly. So, on Saturday, I decided to try and do a bucket list item, as my daughter decided that she wasn't going to come with us to Brighton to the seaside. It's probably just as well she didn't, because it was a bit of a nightmare, because life got in the way and decided that a 1.5 hour journey was going to take us 3, which was a good start, not. If you have seen my Wednesday vlog, which will be on my charity shop hopping and other things blog, the link to that I believe is in the introduction of this particular show. I didn't go quite to plan, so obviously by the time we arrived it was 1.5 hours later than we expected it to be. So as a consequence, we didn't get lunch until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Because when we arrived in Brighton, there was absolutely nowhere to park. It was absolutely heaving. I think people have said to us, you know, it was actually on the news that night about how busy it was in Brighton. You could not move for people and cars and bikes and traffic. There was just a lot of people down by the seaside, and I guess that kind of sums up why the weather was so good, or that the weather was so good, I should say, not why it was so good. Obviously by the time we got there, my body had decided that I actually needed the loo. We had to find somewhere fairly urgently, and of course that was when we discovered there was nowhere to park, as ever. Anyway, we drove on and headed out towards the marina, and we found Asda, which, you know, doesn't sound very exciting, and no, it's not, but it was a big superstore that had loos, so went and used the loo, and then we discovered that the actual car parking at Asda was free for 3 hours, which was a bonus. So we walked from there, and a lot of people do this apparently because it is attached to the back of the cinema. So they've got a back of the cinema on the marina, and basically the car park is attached to that. So you can go from the car park to the cinema and the marina and all the restaurants and the little shops and things that are around there. So we went and had a mooch about. We ended up in Bella Italia for lunch, like I say, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We sort of chose Bella Italia because obviously Easter weekend, being the Easter holidays, you know, they don't do chips, they don't do this, they don't do fast food. Therefore, it was less likely to be absolutely crammed from wall to wall with children. Not that I have anything against children, but it was nice to be in a restaurant where it was a bit calmer than it would be normally, do you know what I mean? Yeah, McDonald's was not the place to go. I mean, we walked past McDonald's and there were just children and adults and chips and God knows what all over the place. It was just a mess. I mean, it's just volume of people, nothing more than that. Anyway, when we went in, I sort of sat down and looked up and I thought, oh, those are standard lamps. Thinking, oh, they've just sawn the bottoms off. But when I looked at them, they've wired the lampshades on. So they were red, green and blue lampstands. And the lampshades had been mixed up so that the stand was a different colour to the lampshade. And the lampshade had been actually wired to the top of the lampstand, as you would do the right way up. And then the lampstand had just been completely turned upside down and fixed to the wall, or fixed to the ceiling rather, with the base. It was very effective, but it was very strange sort of sitting there looking up in the ceiling thinking, that's a standard lamp. Have they taken the bases off? Oh no, they haven't. So they hadn't taken the bases off. So they were complete standard lamps, used as light fittings, which was quite interesting. It was just something a bit different, you know. After all of that, on Easter Monday, we sort of were like, oh, we've got another day. We can do what we like. What are we going to do? So anyway, we decided that we would go out for a walk. That's just me and my other half. My daughter decided she wasn't going to come with us, and I think she was working anyway. Anyway, so we went out for a walk, and we covered a lot of ground. We walked from here down the fields, which used to belong to the old manor house, which now in turned into a hotel, and the grounds are open for everybody to enjoy who lives around here, residents of the town, etc. So we walked right the way down to the back, and then this new country park has been joined on to the other end, and by the time we'd done that little bit and walked back, we must have walked 2.5k that way anyway, and then we added on 2.5k of this country park, which has been really well thought out actually for the new residents coming into this new development. There's a big green space there. It was 2.5k to walk all the way around it, which is what we did. They've put in willow arches, which obviously at the moment don't look anything because there's nothing on them and things like that, but there's things for the kids to do, there's lots of notices up telling you the wildlife to look out for and that sort of thing, and then there's pontoons that go out above the ponds because they've made two ponds there, and obviously that's going to attract the wildlife, and obviously once everything grows it will start to look really, really good. But it was quite nice in the sunshine to actually walk down there, and actually if you just try to ignore the M4, to walk around there and discover that, you know, actually there was a lot of birdsong going on and a lot of things were going on like that, that you could actually hear the birds singing, you could see the birds doing things. I mean, we walked into this field and about 3, 4, 10 birds took off, obviously on the ground, that we weren't aware of, very well camouflaged, and obviously because we got big hunking feet, just scared them. But it's nice to see that that's all there, and it's a big country park. You know, 2.5k is quite a long way. you know, and it's a big field, and a lot of that we didn't know was even there. So anyway, we walked all the way around there, and so of course by the time we walked all the way around there and come back, we must have walked a total of 5k Monday morning. So of course we came back, had lunch and did another barbecue, I believe, I can't remember, but I think we did. Again, that was my other half's things. So it just goes to show, you know, that you need to appreciate the spaces around you. Most of us don't do that. We very, very rarely go beyond our front door and don't go somewhere completely different. You know, we go out of our front door and have a destination in mind and go away from our local area, when in actual fact, there is quite a lot here. We just don't bother to use it. And it's right on our doorstep, which is really silly. You know, why would anybody want to travel for 3 hours? Okay, my argument with that is I wanted to go to the seaside. But besides that, you know, when you've got all this stuff on your doorstep, and a lot of the time we don't appreciate it, you know, you've got things on your doorstep. So next time you go out, have a look around your local area and see what you can find, because there may well be some gems hidden away in there. Anyway, it does give you a totally different outlook on life completely, and it does go to show that sometimes if you just stop being busy every once in a while, you can actually appreciate what's around you rather than waiting for somebody else to sort of tell you how good it is around where you actually already live and have done for over 20 years. Okay, now we come on to films. The last film I saw at the cinema was Bohemian Rhapsody. I thoroughly enjoyed the film. It's all about Freddie Mercury and how he met the band Queen and how they progressed from their beginnings all the way through to their performance at Live Aid, and how he dealt with some of the problems that were going on in his own life. And it does show a lot of the changing attitudes, how attitudes have changed through the years to different things. The soundtrack obviously was fantastic because that was Queen, but I have a slightly biased opinion because I actually saw them live in 1986 at Wembley on their very last tour, which was the Kind of Magic tour. So I do have a slightly biased opinion, but I do like their music, and I mean the fact that it's always being played on the radio says an awful lot. So you know, it gives you an idea of how they sorted out their creative freedom and how, by being bolshy, they managed to do what they needed to do to actually make themselves work. It was a very, very good film, very uplifting film, and like I say, the soundtrack was really good, and every so often you could hear the cinema sort of burst into song, which was quite funny. We've actually just got on the Netflix idea, and although we've only got the basic one, we've actually found it really useful. Last time we did something like this, we didn't actually watch it at all. We didn't watch any films at all. Whereas now, we're watching quite a lot more. Two films that I would recommend on Netflix. One is The Hitman's Bodyguard, which is Samuel L. Jackson and Ryan Reynolds. And it's quite amusing to see how that pans out. Basically, Samuel L. Jackson is a hitman and he's a star witness at a trial. I think it's for the mafia, I can't remember off the top of my head, and therefore he is in need of a bodyguard. Now the two guys have come across each other before, and which of course means there's a mutual kind of hatred going on, and the bodyguard has "this won't work if we do it this way" attitude. And obviously Samuel L. Jackson is like, well, if I do it this way, we're likely to get caught, which makes for a highly entertaining, highly explosive film. It's really, really good. I really enjoyed it. You know, you start off kind of thinking, oh God, this is never going to work. And in actual fact, it works really well. And it was a really, really fantastic film. The other one that we've seen on Netflix was called Pacific Rim. And that's all about, basically, if you think Transformers, great big robots that are piloted, as you like, if you like, from the inside by humans. They have a telekinetic connection to each other because it takes two of them to move one of these things. The Earth's defences are failing to get across to defeat an alien sea creature, and so it's left to one pilot and a rookie to sort it out and to save the world, which is one of the, you know, one of those general ideas in a film, you know, good versus bad and the goodies always win and things comes out against adversity and all the rest of it. But that was a good film. I really enjoyed that. Not as good as The Hitman's Bodyguard, but certainly a good film and an interesting film. And that I would recommend. Another one I would recommend is The Martian, if you haven't seen it already. We borrowed it. I think I borrowed it from somewhere. And I put it in the DVD player thinking, I'm not sure I'm going to like this. And I ended up hooked. We now have a copy of it, and i.e. we have our own DVD. And we've watched it once or twice since. And I actually find it is very, very cleverly done. It's really well done. And the premise of one person being stranded on Mars and basically not being able to talk to anybody, I think my husband said it's virtually Robinson Crusoe on Mars, except it's not, it's slightly different to that, but it's kind of a good premise to start from, Robinson Crusoe on Mars. Okay, so those are my four films for you to look at, and if you have any to recommend, then do let me know. Right, if you managed to get yourself all the way through that, thank you so much for listening. If you found this interesting, or just a small part of your day where you stop and do nothing, which as we've discussed is very useful every so often, please share this with your friends. Next time we will be discussing smart motorways, celiac disease and Christian aid, and maybe the Stroke Association, just depends on what information I can find, because the Stroke Association is Make May Purple Month. Celiac Disease, Celiac Awareness Week is the 14th to the 19th of May, and Christian Aid Week is the 13th to the 18th of May. I think that's the right way around. Failing that. So, anyway, the next episode will be due on the 14th of May, and we'll have a special guest, Keith from Wokingham Driving School, who will be discussing smart motorways with me. So please put the date in your diary, and in the next episode I will tell you when the next one is, and hopefully at some point I shall actually put a list of the dates in the cover thing, so you can find out when the episodes are. They are around about once a fortnight. I'm going to try and do them once a fortnight so that you know when they're going to be and how often they're going to turn up. Okay, so you can actually schedule them in if you wish to listen. But thank you once again for listening, and thank you for joining me on this really weird way of talking to people. if you've got any questions about smart motorways, obviously do leave them in the comments, or leave me a voicemail on the station, or DM me on Instagram, or do the same on my blog itself. If you have any questions regarding smart motorways, please do let me know, because then I can obviously fire them at the person who knows, who's a driving instructor. Okay, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you very much for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.